Hare Krishna, Bhagavad Gita cities, chapter number 9, the most confidential knowledge, text number 13. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, Magatmanam Tumam Partham, Devim Prakrati Mashritaha Bhajanti Ananna Manaso Jnatva Bhutadim Abhyayam Mahatmanam Tumam Partham Devim Prakrati Mashritaha Bhajanti Ananna Manaso Jnatva Bhutadim Abhyayam. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace C.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, the founder acharya of International Society for Krishna Consciousness, Jashla Prabhupada. O Sanaprata, those who are not deluded, the great souls, are under the protection of the divine nature. They are fully engaged in devotional service because they know me as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, origin, original and inexhaustible. Om Jnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Salakayam Sakshuran Militam Mena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaham Namavo Vishnu Padayam Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Shri Madhe Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Yiti Naminim Namaste Saraswati Devai Gauravani Pracharinim Nirvishesha Sunnavati Pashata Dishataranim. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Now we are in chapter 9, the most confidential knowledge, text number 13. Cleaning is a very, very essential part of our life, whether it is a house cleaning or cleaning our body, mind and intelligent, or whatever it may be, the cleaning. Just like the house may be made of all diamond, ruby, gold, emerald, maybe house is made such a varieties, totally it's valuable. What will happen if you are not living in the house for 10 days, 10, 15 days, and if you are going out of the house for 10, 15 days, then who will occupy the place? Anyway, we are going out of the house and nobody is living in the house, so we will not be cleaning. So who will occupy the place? The cockroach will occupy the place, and the entire house will become dirty. The cockroach will pass urine and stool everywhere, and then it will be, they will be living very, very happily. Then they will say, now we are the king of this house, let's enjoy. So in this way, there's a cockroach and so many fly, everything will come. What will happen? Once you come and open the house after 15 days, all this cockroach will be running here and there. The house will become totally dirty. You cannot, even though it may be made of diamond and jewel and ruby and emerald, but you cannot use the house until we clean it. The house will become totally dirty, dirty, dirty. We cannot even imagine how much dirty things will be there if you are not cleaning for 15 days. If you are going out of the house for 1 month, 2 months, then finished. The house will become ups and down. So imagine how much dirty things will be there in our heart because we are not at all cleaning. And not at all, if we are not cleaning for the 10-15 days, we cannot live unless we clean the houses. So we can imagine, and thousands and thousands of years, many janmas, we are not at all cleaning the heart. We are not at all cleaning, so we can imagine what will be the condition of our heart. So that's why Vedic literature, it is recommending we should regularly clean our heart. How can we clean our heart? We cannot put the soap and water, and with brush we cannot clean our heart. We can clean our heart only by the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Just like once we clean the house, we can live very, very peacefully. Similarly, we should clean our heart also. Once we clean the heart, then we can joyfully we can live. Just like once we clean the house, we can live in the house very, very joyfully. Similarly, the Atma also will become very, very joyful once we clean it. Regularly, we should clean. To clean the heart, we should regularly chant the holy name of Krishna. Once we chant the holy name of Krishna, then our heart will become very, very clean. Once the heart is clean, then we can feel the very, very bliss and we will become the transcendental and we will become very, very joyful in our life. Krishna Mahatma means previously he explained about the ignorant person who is thinking about the Krishna is an ordinary man, Avajananti Mamuda. And here Krishna is referring as a Mahatma. Mahatma means the person who accept Krishna as a supreme personality of Godhead, he is considered to be Mahatma. It is not Mahatma Gandhi. Mahatma Gandhi also maybe he is great in certain things, but actual Mahatma means as per the Vedic literature, he should accept Krishna as a supreme personality of Godhead. He is actually considered to be Mahatma because this Mahatma, he is not at all deluded. He is not at all deluded and he knows very well that Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. He also knows that Krishna is the origin of everything. He is the origin of everything and he is inexhaustible. He knows this Mahatma. He knows very well Mahatma. Mahatmanam tu mam partha devim prakritim ashrutaha. Krishna is having a material nature and the spiritual nature. Krishna here says this kind of Mahatma he will come under the divine nature. Divine nature means spiritual nature. Not he will not be under the material nature. This is tamoguna, rajoguna, and sattva. He will not be influenced by this material nature, and he will come under the divine protection. And Krishna says, "Devim prakritim." Devim prakriti means divine nature. He will come. The divine nature means he always will be engaged in the bhakti, shravanam, kirtanam, vishnuho-smaranam. Pada-sevanam-archanam-vandanam-dasyam-sakyam-atma-nivedanam. He will be completely engaged in the devotional service unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he, once surrendered to the Supreme Lord, he will be relieved from the material nature. Because this Mahatma, he understands that Krishna is the Supreme, so he just surrender unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Once he is a surrender unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead and he is a completely relieved from all the material problem and material nature, completely he will be relieved from that. We are actually marginal, tadastha sakti, antaranga sakti, bagiranga sakti, tadastha sakti. There are the three energies for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Antaranga Sakti means the spiritual energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and Bahiranga Sakti means the material nature, earth, water, fire, air, ether, and all the material qualities, all the material modes, all comes under the Bahiranga Sakti. Bahiranga Sakti means the external energy of the Supreme Lord, and we are the marginal energy of the Supreme Lord. Tadastha Sakti means we are not this side and that side. We are in the middle. We may take the shelter of the material nature or we may take the shelter of the spiritual nature. So this Mahatma, what he will do? And he will fall under the category of the spiritual nature. And he always actually come to the side of the spiritual nature and he take the shelter of the Devim Prakritim. He will take the spiritual shelter of the spiritual. So he comes under the Lord's energy. Once he comes under the Lord's energy and then Supreme Lord, he takes the possession of this living entity and he continuously guide personally. Once he comes under the Devim Prakritim, what will happen? He will, the Supreme Lord himself guide this devotee. That's why he is referred as a Mahatma. Mahatma, this kind of Mahatma, he is not at all deviated from his attention, diverted his attention. His lakshya, his goal is only one, samsiddhi haridoshanam. To pleasing the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is the only aim and motto in his life. And he knows actually why he is completely surrendering and taking the shelter of the Supreme Lord, because he knows that Krishna is a supreme, and Krishna is the origin of everything. Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha Anadiradir Govinda Sarvakarana Karanam. Sarva means all karana karana, cause of all causes. This Mahatma, he knows very well, and he is not at all having doubt. See, for example, many people, if you see their life, they will be having a lot of doubt. Maybe, may not be, maybe, may not be. If you go and ask them, do you agree that Krishna is supreme? They will say sometimes yes, and sometimes they will say no also. So they will be having a doubt. But this Mahatma, he will not be having any doubt. Even if he is sleeping, and if you wake him up and ask him who is the Supreme Lord, he will say Krishna is the Supreme Lord. He is actually completely fixed. His attention is completely fixed onto the lotus feet of Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, because this Mahatma, he always associates with other Mahatmas. How he become very strong? Because actually he associated with other Mahatma. Those Mahatmas are very, very strong. So association is very, very important. We should not go and associate with a Duratma. Duratma means very bad peoples. When we go and associate with bad people, what will happen? And we will also become bad. When we see the Naragasura, and he is a son of Bhumi Devi. You see, son of Bhumi Devi is a Naragasura. Due to the association, he becomes the Asura. You see, mother is a Lakshmi Devi, and son is a great Asura. Why? Because he associated with the Asura. So similarly, this Mahatma, the great soul, he associates with other Mahatma. Because he is constantly associating with other Mahatma, all the good qualities will manifest in himself also. So this Mahatma, he is attracted only the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Shri Krishna Venam Gonandam Aravinda Dalayadaksham Bhargavatam Samasitambuda Sundarangam Kandarpakoti Kamaniya Vishesha Shobam Govindam Adipurusham Tamagam Bhajami. Krishna's beauty is so nice, so nice. So this Mahatma, he get attracted to the beauty of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, character of the qualities, the leelas, and he completely get attracted to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Even he don't actually, he actually focus only on Krishna, not even, he actually not consider about the 400 form of the Lord Vishnu. His attraction only the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Just like, for example, when Krishna, he left from the Rasa Leela, all the gopis, they were actually searching Krishna. Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? That time, when Lord Narayana suddenly appeared, Krishna actually, he appeared as a Narayana. When he appeared as a Narayana, all the gopis, they were actually folding in the hand, they were actually worshipping Lord Narayana. And they were actually worshipping Lord Narayana, and they asked Lord Narayana, did you see our Krishna? Did you see our Krishna? Then this way they were actually giving respect, but Krishna actually for them, they actually when Krishna appeared as a Narayana with a folded hand, they were actually worshipping. But for Krishna, they don't worship like this way with so much of respect. For Krishna is actually totally different. So they are not at all attracted to 400 form of Vishnu. Then if they are not at all attracted to 400 form of Vishnu, then where is the question of they are attracted to the demigods? They are not at all attracted to the demigods, or they are not at all attracted to any human being also. They actually, one may ask the question, what kind of human being generally people are get attracted? Cricket star, this star, that star, cinema star. So this Mahatma, he is not at all attracted to the 400 form of Vishnu, or he is not attracted to any demigods, or he is not at all attracted to any human being also. He meditate only on the Krishna's form, and Krishna is so special. Krishna is not like a other future. Even Narayana also Narayana and Krishna, there is no much difference, but Krishna is the supreme. Krishna's Leela is very, very sweet, because you can play with Krishna, you cannot play with Narayana. So Krishna is so special, that's why this Mahatma, he get attracted to Krishna's form. So as a conclusion of this sloka is that Mahatma, who is a Mahatma? Person who is considering Krishna as understood that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna is origin, Krishna is inexhaustible. One who understand this fact is considered to be Mahatma. This Mahatma, he comes under the Devi Prakriti. Krishna is having a two Prakriti. Devi is spiritual and material. And this Mahatma, he comes under the Devi Prakriti. Once he comes under Devi Prakriti, the Supreme Lord always protect him and guide him. And then Bhajanti Ananya Manaso. Bhajanti Ananya means only one focus. He is not at all Bahusaka Anantasya. Bahusaka means various branches. For him, Anantasya, Ana. Bhajanti Ananya Manasa. Without any deviation, he focuses on the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. And he is not at all attracted to demigods or human being or 400 form of Lord Vishnu. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, thank you all very much. Your humble servant, Rasika Govinda Das. Jagat Guru Shila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Hari Om Tat Sat.